That was the band Dinosaur Jr. with the track Out There from their fifth studio album, Where You Been, released in 1993. They are a band that inspired lots of more commercially successful artists such as Nirvana, who fronted for them, Smashing Pumpkins, Radiohead, name them, whatever. You heard it. I can definitely see the relation. And this is the band that I have been listening to so much the past week. I love it a lot. Especially this album, I think, has a lot of great tracks on it, too. But they have been, I think they just released an album 2 years ago, maybe. They're still making music. They're still doing great things. The guitarist in this, Joe Maskus, is really what their success has been attributed to. He has been in the music business for so long. He is great. He's an amazing guitarist. And I hope you enjoyed Dinosaur Jr. And I hope you enjoyed our little alternative set, because now we're going to get into some more punk music coming up next. First up will be more of some indie rock with a band that I discovered because of listening to community radio, because I'm listening to radio stations from Indonesia, by any chance, by through the amazing website Radio Gardened. I've been really enjoying Indonesian rock bands lately. They are amazing. They're this whole other level of creativity and just great songs. And this is a band that I discovered by listening to an album that was a compilation of Indonesian artists who were making songs for climate change and about fighting the environmental crisis that we are in. And they are called Reality Club, and this is from their album Who Knows Where Life Will Take Us. And I'll be playing you guys the track Does It Happen. And I really liked, they did an interview with Rolling Stone where they talk about how Jakarta should be the new music capital of the world, and that here artists are more friends with each other instead of competing, instead of fighting. It is a population of 10 million people in Jakarta, and they say that there is space for everybody, from hardcore punk to psychedelic pop addicts, provided they're willing to put in the work, which is really cool. And they really advocate for Southeast Asian artists and musicians. And they're pretty new. I think they formed in 2016, but they're just getting more and more big. So if you check them out, if you like this song that's coming up, Does It Happen. After that will be the band Problem with Kids Today, who I've played before from our latest EP, Take It. They describe themselves as rock and roll delinquents, and I'll be playing you guys the track I Don't Know. And then we'll have a few more songs stuff for you guys today, so stay tuned for our last little set. Coming up next will be a little promo for a show that happens later today at 4:30 p.m. called Rabble Radio. If you want to stay tuned to CGSF, that's what's coming up soon after this. But stay tuned for Reality Club from Indonesia coming up next.
Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
Mind and
That was the band that formed in 1989, Superchunk, their latest album, Songs in the Key of Yikes. That was the track Climb the Walls, and this album is described as a cathartic balm for these oppressive times that will feel even better once you've figured our collective crap out. It was released this summer, and I really enjoyed this album, and I hope you did too, because I only have one more song for you guys today from a band that has just released their newest debut EP, which I'll be playing you guys today, called Mask of Sanity. They're called Ledwin, which is named after the town that they are based in. I'll be playing you guys a track every day. And I hope you enjoy today's music. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. To all my fellow students out there, hang in there. We're almost done class. And then it'll be finals, which is a con, but we're going to do great. I believe in all of you. All of you are listening. And I hope this next song by Ledwin cheers you up. So I'll see you guys next week right here at CGSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned in, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.